Psychiatrist never said what was wrong with me. He said I wasn't mad or anything. He said I had a four-faceted multiple personality disorder. Sounds mad to me. home, my mum did get a bit mad at me old man when he come over with enough pioneers to feed an army. She said eels live on sewage. Yeah? And my old man must have been full of it because he'd eat the old bloody lot. He'd get out of his brain on booze. I don't think he ever twigged I was out of my brain on speed. Each to his own sewage. Cheered up immediately. As I stood at the front door, my whole life in front of me, I took a glance at myself in the hallway mirror. Must have been the come down. I was a mountain of paranoia. So I popped a few more uppers and I went to a high numbers gig. But I went on the wrong night. Things didn't turn out quite as I expected.
You only earn what we give you.
the mountain rockers, as long as they stayed up on stage. Best of all, though, for me, were the eye numbers. They weren't mods, but mods liked them. They smashed up so much that nobody believed it was real. I could have done that. In the state I was in, I thought I was all of them. I felt really different the next day.
Every year is the same. I feel it again. I'm a loser. No chance to win. He's got fallen. Come down, it's calling. Only to start sinking. But I'm one. I am one. And I can't see that this is me. I will be. You have seen. I'm one.
And he shouted, "How you doing?" Like he remembered me. "Working?" he said. I hated it when people said that. Of course I wasn't working, I was still at fucking school. I soon fixed that though. I got myself a job. But it was dirty. But I was making £10 a week. It's only £2 less than my Uncle Simon. And he's been driving buses all his life.
Take a minus to work, but the pits are closed today. It's easy to say that you are one of us.
I thought I could save them. The blokes I was working with. Poor bastards. Fuck them. Save yourself. They can't leave. They got families to keep. They think the town hall's a cathedral and the mayor's the pope. They deserve all they get.
Oh, Yeah. outside, nowhere is home. Inside, outside,
where the fuck am I being?
Fantastic. the sea that's so gorgeous I felt I could jump into it. And sink. I wandered around thinking about that summer of 64. 2,000 mods driving up and down on scooters. But now I was on my own. It was the end of the season. The place was almost deserted. My poor scooter. That had seen the last of them on the promenade.
Nothing ever goes as planned.
I just couldn't face going home. It was such a drag on my own. They finally threw me out. My mom got drunk and stopped. My dad couldn't stand on two feet. As he went to the light, for out of tea. So now I guess the family's calling me. We'll be hanging out on the streets, or here on the beach. The girl I love, she's a perfect dresser. Wears every fashion, gets it to the tea. Heaven's above, I've got to match her. Just how she wants to back to me. Give it to me.
remembered the ice place, dance. The old place would be dancing to some stupid dance he just made up. That's power for you. Why the fuck did I look up to people like that? Why did I need heroes? When what I really wanted was to belong. is like Fred Astaire with a sawn-off shotgun. The ace face, that is. I saw him later that day. For a moment, it cheered me up. He was working in the biggest hotel in Brighton. But he wasn't a fucking manager.
Thank you.
was in a pretty blasphemous mood by the time I left Brighton. It had cheered me up, but then it had let me down. My folks had let me down. Rock had let me down. Women had let me down. Work wasn't even worth the effort. But I never thought I'd feel let down by being a mod. Schizophrenic! What a laugh! I remember thinking, Christ, it must be alright to be plain ordinary mad. So I stole this tiny little boat with an outboard motor and I set out.
Who turned my eye? He saw the beauty. sort of noise you'd expect to hear in heaven. I was floating. I was nearly delirious. I switched off the engine and jumped onto the rock. The music started. I remember the come down I had. Felt sick from the booze. The sea was splashing all over the place. There was thunder in the distance. That's how I ended up there. The boat drifted off and I got stuck on the rock in the pissing rain with my four lives flashing before me. I was an ace face, a tough guy. I was Mr. Jim, a romantic. I was a bellboy. Carry a bag, sir. Finally, I was ordinary old Dr. Jimmy again. Yes, I was those things. Schizophrenic? Ha! I was being quadrophenic! something really big that happens to me. Not an end, not a beginning, but at last I knew what I needed. And I knew where to look for it.
Thank you. Now, Chris and my job was there as a group, not so much The Who, as a group called Ted. Townsend, that was adultery, you silly people, you thought. You were trying to work that out, weren't you? Took me a couple of months as well. We're going to thank you some more. We're playing these things just to sort of let you know we love you very much. And it's been so great to be able to bring back to the States, and particularly to the Northeast. Particularly because this is our stamping ground. Quite a feeling after nearly 20 years, and when we brought it out before, it was tough, it was difficult to get it going, and it seems a lot easier these days, particularly with your love and help and your money. We really appreciate it. You've been so supportive to this piece. There's another radio thing. While the radio still plays.
Thank you.
very much. Let me ask you to join with me in giving some appreciation to this wonderful band we've got with us this time. You've seen us on our own, you've heard us with the band. We started out in New York at the Garden in July with quite a few more people, and we've narrowed it down a little bit here. And still got a wonderfully large brass section, which we need for Quadrophenia, and we make no apologies for that. Joining us, we played a huge bass and brass section on the original album, so. We've got a brass section here, a mixture of Americans and Englishmen. Dennis Farias. Simon Gardner. Roy Wiggins. Nick Lane. And their leader, Neil Sidwell. Over here on backing vocals, Keith Morrell. Billy Nichols. He's also on everything for us. Back there on percussion, Jerry Lynn Scott. On supersizing special effects, strings, brass, and all kinds of synthetic stuff, including rain, storms, thunder, and the sound of the urinal. John Perrin! On piano, usually plays piano on Hammond, but he works with The Who and with me. Met him in 1976 when I did an album with Ronnie Lane. This is an old friend, greatest rock and roll piano player in the world, John Rabbit Bundrus! We started at the Garden with three guitar players. Jeff Whitehorn joined us there, and we really felt that we had too much happening up there, so my brother and I simplified. This is my brother, Simon Townsend. Work together in public. Thank you. The scene that's always very difficult to fill in The Who is the scene that was once filled by that madman that we all have to tell stories about, but it's a pity because he's dead. He was a wonderful guy. Before he died, he actually spent quite a lot of time with this guy, showing him how to break sticks and also to shove them up his ass. It's a difficult scene to fill. This is the extraordinary, very, very talented Zach Stocking! Woo!
Took you to